Episode 9, man, bringing a special one to you.
Yep.
Super special.
Oh, snap, you got a new voice on the mic.
I know, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, but we'll get into that in a little bit. What's been up with you, Carl? How you been?
Just been stressed. Stressed out a little bit, you know?
About
moving.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
You do suck it.
We moved a total of like 7 things in like 12 hours.
Six things.
Usually moving involves packing. And maybe you just missed the first step of packing, but I don't know, it just sucked.
Yeah. All right. You know, we just didn't want to make you do all the hard work. But other than the stress for moving, anything else? I heard you went on a trip recently, right?
Oh, yeah. I just came back from Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, eating fresh fruits every day?
Yep. Mango or manco every day.
He's saying vagina in Japanese again. Stop that shit.
All right. You don't like vagina?
No. You know what? You all can kick rocks, all right? Nothing's new with me. I've taken a trip to the past this week. Get a little bit more into that in a little bit, but got to help Carl go through some stress moving an unpacked house. So I know that shit ain't my fucking fault. But yeah, we gotta just start throwing shit away.
Oh man.
Yeah. Either way, I guess it's time to introduce the third voice you hear on the mic. We have Robert from the giant city of Atwater, California, coming through.
Yes, I'm from over the pond.
Over the pond, yes. Can you tell us a little bit about Atwater?
It's awesome, and that's where you grew up, and that's where I met you, way back in kindergarten.
Preschool, fool. We went to Buhack.
Oh, whatever. Close enough.
Yep. We had a fat guy challenge last year, and I lost.
Because he is the fat guy.
Hey, motherfucker, I got injured twice. I think I got, you know...
Excuses are for assholes.
What is that phrase you guys always say?
Bitch, all my pussy hurts?
Oh, yes. God damn it. We're going to get in so much trouble. It doesn't matter. Fuck it. We're being edgy now. But, yes. So, Robert's been with us for about a week. In fact, he has to catch his flight in, like... 6 hours or so. So
he's here because he won this bet.
How did you? He lost about 65 pounds, and how did you do it? Eating sausage from the middle, right?
That's right. Sausage from the middle, because if you eat it on the end, you're just not heterosexual.
Yes. If you eat a hot dog or a sausage from the end, apparently we are gay now. We were getting this shit at Yakiniku last night.
I was a middle eater.
God damn it.
I also ate from the middle.
Bullshit. He's a fucking liar.
That sausage wasn't so good, though, but
it wasn't a very good sausage.
No, it wasn't a very good sausage, but...
Tucker sausage is really good.
God damn it, stop talking about my junk.
No one said anything about
it. I said it was just sausage. The sausage you ate was good.
Why are you thinking that we're just attacking you for some reason?
Why is everything about your dick?
God damn it, I'm gonna fucking quit. Hey, why don't you tell us how you lost fucking 65 pounds? How about that?
How I lost 65 pounds was by riding my bicycle, eating quite a bit better. I was more like a plant-based eating diet.
Wow.
And then my fitness tracker actually was kind of like motivation for me, because on a day-to-day basis I'd be riding probably 10 miles a day, and I kept trying to ride that same loop faster than I did the day before.
And you got like some fancy fitness tracker, right?
Yeah, it's a Forerunner 235.
Damn. I got like a $200, well, $130 Fitbit. You know, I'm robbing the poverty life. How much does that thing cost? Like, he's gonna have GPS and all that?
I think it's $350.
Oh, that's like an Apple Watch, yeah?
Yeah, but you can go swimming with that.
You can go diving, because I actually went diving with it, too. I took it down to 80 feet.
God damn.
It tracks your elevation, heart rate, all that good stuff, too. So.
And your sleepy time.
Yeah, this one does that, too, though. But it's a piece of shit, so I don't mind.
Does it monitor your heart rate while you're sleeping, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get this.
Yeah.
Because if you have bad dreams, you need to know.
Bad dreams. It's like, oh, yes, you were dreaming about eating sausage from the outside.
Yep. Nightmares.
And, since then, you put a little bit of that weight back on.
I put a lot of that weight back on because I got lazy.
But it's because you're into the super beers. So this fool came with presents when he came down.
Oh, he's serious?
Oh, yes. he has become a fucking connoisseur of, like, beers. Like, what do they call it? Just IPAs? So,
by the way, I would like to say it's not super beer. It's craft beer.
Hey, to me, it was a super beer, all right? American beer is shit. And I was like, oh, Japanese beer is delicious.
You take that back. Budweiser for life.
That shit tastes like piss. That's right.
How do you know what piss tastes like? That's the question that I have to ask.
You know what?
Right,
you can shut the fuck up with that shit. You know, it's just, it's an assumption. It's a scientific hypothesis. Because I am hypothesizing that Budweiser is equivalent to piss. It's got the same color, all right? But either way, he brought craft beer. Fuck you, all right? Don't look at me like that. He brought two craft beers back.
Three. We brought a growler and two cans.
Two cans, but we drank. The amount was about drinking a beer each.
Yeah, we basically had two beers each.
And I'm about 6'4". What was my last weight? Like 333 pounds or something.
350.
Yeah, that ain't no
about 350. He's about 350.
350.
350 too.
Yeah, and Robert's the same size as me, but a lot less
weight. I'm not 350.
The height, motherfucker.
Or the weight, motherfucker.
We're the same tall. The length thing. You 6'4", right? God damn it. Why the fuck are you like, I'm not fat enough? I'm not talking about that, damn it. But two beers, the equivalent of two beers, gave us both a good buzz.
Shit.
What did we have? We had Game of Thrones looking bottle, the growler.
The growler was from Monkish. That was Windmills, I believe. And then the other one was Electric Brewing. And then the last one that we had was from Three Chiefs.
Yeah, and he's been doing this shit for about 3 years and has drank over 1,200 bottles of fucking beer, or 1,200 beers.
Different beers.
Yes. You want to get some beer with us next time?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Man, it's fucking nuts. What made you go into fucking drinking all the craft beers? Like, how did that get started?
They just taste a hell of a lot better than regular beer, and I was drinking hard alcohol prior to that, and it's more of like a social aspect for me as far as the craft beer scene goes, and I like it. That's a simple answer.
But it's horrible on the diet.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure each one of those is like 700 calories. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, we normally put away, what, 3,500 calories in a sitting?
Yeah, just like one McDonald's burger and stuff?
Nah, that's... a McDonald's burger is roughly around, what, 700 calories.
Plus fries,
that's 350 calories. Plus 1,000 calories. 0 calories.
Coke Zero,
so that's 1,000 calories.
Supersized?
They don't do that out here.
Yeah. There's nothing super about Japan, apparently.
They don't need to size their stuff up. But, I don't know. Like, we didn't take you to any American restaurants out here, so you didn't get to see, like, how different the franchises, but yet the same they are.
But why would I want to go eat American food in Japan?
I'm with you, but
I'm in Japan. I don't want to eat American food.
It's just funny. Like, things like a McDonald's large in Japan is an American small.
Yeah, kitty cup, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because we're fat asses.
Yes. Yes.
Or you're thirsty. I mean, Tucker likes them girls who are thirsty.
Hey, you watch your goddamn mouth, all right?
Oh, are you saying you don't then?
No. Goddamn it. Why don't we talk about fat guys stuff on the podcast? It's not worried about me.
We were talking about thirst.
Yeah, we were talking about thirst. Why the drinks are so big in America.
Uh-huh. And then we got to women, and then we got back to me.
All right.
All right, awesome. I love it. But, I don't know, you've been eating food out here for about a week. Like, how do you think Japanese food, like, lines up health-wise compared to...
To me, it's fresher, which is good, because, like, if you have a live animal that you kill, I believe that life breeds life. So it's not like some frozen, dehydrated, microwave crap chemicals that you're eating. There's not a bunch of chemicals in it, like you said. It seems a lot more fresh, and just in general, I think that's better for you. Plus, the portions are smaller. There's really not that many vegetables in it, though. It's kind of surprising.
Oh, we didn't take you to places with vegetables, I guess. Not
apparently, we were part of the bad guys.
who are you talking to right now?
What's this vet salad doing in my sandwich? I didn't order a goddamn salad.
That's surprising me. Last night, I ate quite a bit of salad, though. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, we went to Juan Calvi, the barbecue, Korean barbecue, to kind of finish up Robert's last night out here. And I don't know, so we ate a whole bunch of stuff. We ate motsunabe, yakiniku, yakitori, Japanese curry,
sushi,
takoyaki. We had sushi a couple times. And what was your least favorite items that you had out here?
That meat and potato thing. There's like squid with potato in it.
The nikujaga from the Shabu Shabu.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't like that much. But I still ate it. It just wasn't... I probably wouldn't order it again. And then the other was that sushi where they had the abalone on it, but it wasn't... It was just straight up tough.
Oh, yeah. That thing was like chewing into like just rubber.
It was like cartilage. It was nasty.
And what about the takoyaki, though? You didn't like the octopus balls, right?
The octopus...
I don't want balls in my mouth.
No more balls in my mouth.
Damn it. Not testicles. Like a ball of bread with an octopus meat inside.
They were good. I ate them, didn't I?
Oh, I thought you didn't like that one.
No, that was good.
Oh, that's cool. What was your favorite thing now? That's what I wanted
to know. Oh, the Kobe beef, for sure.
The Wagyu.
Sorry, Wagyu.
You guys eat Wagyu?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, when we went to Yakitori, this place had Wagyu, so we ordered two different types. And
we ate a shit ton. A lot of it.
That was the day we had all the alcohols we went through.
No, that wasn't that day.
Yeah, remember the Wagyu? We went because we had the wine there, remember?
Okay.
Yeah, we went. That day started off like we were like, all right, we're going to split this bottle of wine because he knows about wine too. So we bought a nice bottle of wine and then we went to this hole in the wall Hennessy shop, had two whiskeys there and some tequila. Then we went to Black Sheep and had three more whiskeys, two beers, and then three salty dogs. And Robert got the best sleep of his night that week.
Yes, your mattress sucks. I don't know. That is not a bed. Japanese people are wrong. I think it's not a bed.
He's sleeping.
It's like a couch cushion.
A big couch cushion.
It works for me.
I.e. futon.
I like it. I don't know.
Then why was I sleeping on it? If you like it. Silence tells it all, that's why.
I bought a goddamn bed.
And why did you buy a bed?
I wanted to be an adult. I don't know, you slept on a futon for years, right?
Yeah.
And how, they're all right.
Yeah. But I eventually bought a bed.
It's just the American in you. It comes out, all right? I can't resist. You know, leave me alone. I tried.
You did. But I'm still going to complain about it.
But yeah, no, we went and ate like a lot of high quality, like gourmet foods out here that I never had at restaurants I go to all the time. Man, delicious, just good time. What did you think about the culture of Japan, like the buildings and stuff like that?
There's a lot of culture here. The buildings, like in the city, are kind of like whatever, but out when you get out on the countryside, they're really nice. They have those Japanese roofs on them, and the culture in Japan is definitely interesting for me from coming from the U.S. You see, like, a little tiny kid that looks like Madeline jumping on a train, like, with no big deal, and there's no parents around or anything. In the U.S., people would flip their lid.
Yeah, the little kids going to school, like the first graders and like preschoolers and stuff.
They're walking to school by themselves, yeah.
Called the little girls Madeline from the hotel.
They had the hat on.
he's like, look, there's a bunch of Madelines coming at us just out of nowhere. What'd you think about the shrines and stuff? We went to a couple shrines.
The shrines were amazing. I'm kind of curious how old the Buddha was that we went and seen that you said was built by...
Oh, the lottery winner?
Yeah, the lottery winner.
I don't know. What was
Nanzuin.
Yeah, Nanzuin. Do you know how old that is?
Let's find out.
Yeah, I think it was...
Yeah, you haven't been here for very long. It's not like you should know this or anything.
You see a giant Buddha, and the first thing I'm like, wait, when's this built? I'm just like, fuck, there's a giant
I want to know how old it is.
Well, man, we learned so much about the damn thing, but we went hiking up. We saw, like, tons and tons of stone statues that apparently were made for kids who were abandoned or
miscarriages.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah, Nanzuin is approximately 110 years old.
That Buddha's 110 years old.
Yeah.
And it's that clean.
Yes.
Hot damn.
And there's no tagging on it.
Oh, yeah, he saw some graffiti out there and he was a little bit surprised. So, you guys got tagging here too? So, yeah. He was making friends and shit everywhere, left and right. I don't know. I think it was good.
It was good. I don't know why you had to come along, though.
I was there as a translator, all right?
Yes, that's you were my handler, apparently.
Handler.
I didn't want him to get lost or anything. And he rode the subway on his own with, like, no Japanese.
And no Wi-Fi, right?
No Wi-Fi, no cell phone, just hopped on it and...
He was playing that game of life at the hard max level.
Well, there had to be a bunch of people who have done this before, so I figured I could do it too.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, going through life without internet? Like
how we did before?
Wait, there was life without internet before?
Shut the hell up. God damn it. I don't know. Like, internet's nice and stuff, but, you know, we were talking about Tesla, the guy who was, like, building a Tesla, and how he needed, he had to jailbreak it to, like, rebuild it.
Oh, the guy that bought the broken Teslas.
Yeah, this guy's, you said it was on YouTube or something?
Yeah, he wanted to buy a Tesla, but he couldn't afford a Tesla, so he bought some Teslas that were damaged, and then he actually had to, because Tesla only authorizes Tesla dealers to work on Teslas, and he was repairing them on his own. So he had to basically jailbreak it and use his own computer system to talk to the Tesla to make one Tesla out of, like, two.
Now, isn't that kind of nuts? Like, this fool needs to, like, jailbreak a car before you can, like, fucking put it together. Like, to me, that's, I'm already like, fuck that. I just want my car to turn on when I turn the ignition. Mm. I don't need, like, supercomputers and, you know, Bumblebee talking to me and the thing.
But there's not too many people that would go out of their way to buy two junk cars and make one good car.
Oh, no, that's a cool thing, but the fact that we're going to start needing the jailbreak cars to...
Oh, you can pay someone.
Or you can pay somebody at a dealership a whole lot of money.
But yeah, but like, what happens when, you know, the iOS is bad in your car? Like phone battery died, used to die until I had to update. And what happens when that's your car? It's like, oh, we're stranded in the middle of nowhere because we didn't update the car before we left. I don't trust technology. Now give me my iPad so I can have fun.
No, we're not giving it to you.
But yeah, so for this being your furthest trip from America, like, any other feelings on, like, finally getting outside, you know?
It's crazy that there's no homeless people here. Well, maybe we saw one homeless person. You said he was homeless, but I didn't see him on the street, so mm-hmm. I'm going to say he wasn't homeless.
He was misplaced.
Yes, he was misplaced. The streets are super clean. There's no trash on the ground. There's no trash on the freeways. You just don't see that in the U.S.
No, it's a big change. It's kind of eye-opening and stuff. But are you ready to go home now?
Yeah, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. Miss your bed?
I do. And my pillows. And to be able to feel my arms in the morning when I wake up.
That's overrated feeling.
Oh, feeling. Speaking of feelings, how was your eggs and things today?
Oh, sadness. The last day of eating whipped cream and pancakes.
So in Fukuoka, it's a Hawaiian franchise, right?
Yep.
Eggs and things, a breakfast place, and it's closing today.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that breakfast all day doesn't work?
Well, especially in Japan, right? Just sugar on top of sugar, right? But you said there was a pretty big line and stuff for it.
Yeah, there was a pretty big line. Maybe they should close all the time.
just every day
close. Just like every other weekend, we're closing. Then every
yeah. It's like, psych!
Oh, man, but, nah. Oh, I went there a couple times. I mean, it was good. I liked the Eggs Benedict, but can't say that.
You don't like any pancakes with whipped cream on it?
You know you can make pancakes, right? It's like, once they're gone, you can still make it.
Damn it.
The thing with me is, like, we're all on this podcast where we're talking about trying to lose weight, and he's like, you don't like mountains of pancakes with just sugar mountains on top of them? I'm like,
wait, there's sugar in pancakes?
Oh, my God, there's sugar in the fucking whipped cream that you use, and the syrup, and all the other delectable, good diabetes presents they got there waiting for you.
Everybody likes a little diabetes in their life.
The diabetes. But... No, so you got it out your system. You gonna be okay after they close?
I don't know if I'm gonna be okay, but I can always go back to Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, yeah, this past week, just eating the way we did. But we were walking everywhere.
Yeah.
We were doing...
How many steps a day?
The first 2 or 3 days, we had like 22,000 steps a day, and then after that, it was like 15 to 17. Yesterday was our lowest day, and it was just 8,000. And that was just because we were moving... things, but yeah, it's kind of easier to stay fit out here as long as you just leave the house.
Yeah, then you kind of have to leave your house because your kitchen is tiny.
Yeah,
you definitely don't bake in Japan.
Oh yeah, because we were talking about how you guys are gonna get an American oven for your new place.
Yeah,
we don't have any sort of ovens baked in, like built in here. And when I lived out in the countryside, they actually used to have to go to a bakery to, like, bake cookies and brownies and use it there, so it was kind of funny with that, but I don't know. That could be why they're so healthy. Maybe baking things is the devil.
Yeah, but...
Actually, I haven't eaten any bread the whole time I've been here.
Oh, yeah, just rice?
Yeah, rice is not a bad carb. I think if you're going to eat some carbs, rice is probably one of your better bets.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, God. We had a question about... what's like a healthy snack to eat out here? one of our friends is like, when you were really cutting and losing weight, like, I remember you used to eat those rice cakes, right? Those, like...
Yeah, I like rice cakes. I really like eating konnyaku. Konnyaku noodles are really good.
How do you explain konnyaku, dude? No, like, I always tell people, I'm like, I know it's high in fiber, and that's it.
It's made from a root, and it has virtually negative calories, so... It's at every Japanese supermarket you can find. It's just called konnyaku.
We had it, I think the day we had shabu shabu, it was in there.
Oh.
So yeah, it's just really chewy. Like, doesn't really have a flavor. It absorbs the flavor, whatever's around it. But there was a konnyaku noodle place we went to, right?
Yeah.
Tenjin, what was that called? Do you remember?
Karamenya.
Yeah. So it's like super good, super fibery, but... So rice cakes, konnyaku, what else do you like?
Just basic vegetables are pretty good. I mean...
The rolled cabbage when Oden's in town.
Yeah, Oden's pretty good.
Season. Oden's the winter stuff. They cook all these foods in like the same broth and just kind of let it cook all day.
Yeah, radish, that's pretty good too.
But they put like meat inside a rolled cabbage and like tie it up. So fucking good. And they put that spicy mustard you get with it. Oh, goddamn. Yeah. And that's actually, it's really healthy, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What about, like, just boiled eggs or stuff?
Those are actually pretty good. They're really good for you.
Now, a lot of people throw away the yolks.
Nah, you should eat the yolks, too.
Yeah? Yeah. You're not worried about cholesterol?
Nah. Cholesterol got a pretty bad rap. I think there was a whole campaign against, like, big sugar, like, slammed the dairy market and the meat market, and so that everyone thinks, like, your cholesterol is... it causes it to rise if you eat a lot of cholesterol, but the truth is it doesn't. It doesn't really affect your blood serum cholesterol. So basically you have HDL and LDL, and you want that to be at a certain ratio. And there's also what's called small HDL, and you want certain amounts of that in your body. But if you have a genetic marker, like if you have an APO3 or APO4 allele, you have to make sure to get that checked. So there's companies like 23andMe where you can check about what kind of alleles you have in your body. So
it's more of moderation rather than...
Yeah, but I mean, no one's really going to know like what works for you. Like, what works for me might not work for you, and what works for Robert might not, you know, work for me.
That's why we're all individuals.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
That's why I like sugar.
That's why you had to go to eggs and things.
Because that works for him.
That works for me, yes. I eat my sausages from the middle.
What about those, like, bentos, the lunch boxes they have in, like, the supermarkets that say, oh, like, under 500 calories? Are those really healthy, or are those just, like, kind of BS you should stay away from? You should just cook shit yourself, like...
Typically, anything in a box I don't want to eat.
Well, I mean, it's stuff they make, like, in the supermarket, in the back, and they just package it. But, you know, in America, when you see, like, you know, pre-made... potatoes out, it's like, or stuff like that, they're like, oh, it's super healthy, but like they're tossing like tons of salt and shit in there. So
yeah, basically what he said is actually really, really good. Like, if it's in a if it's in a package, like where you have to unwrap it to eat it, like, it's probably not a good idea to eat it.
So you should stay away from pre-made stuff.
Yep,
if you can, which is difficult. But if you, and people say it's expensive to eat healthy, and I really don't think it is. Like, when you go out to eat, if you eat out two times a day, you're going to spend more than $20 on food.
For sure.
And if you do that throughout the week, like, you can buy a lot of groceries for that amount of money. And you can eat those groceries probably for 2 weeks versus one.
I think it's just people being lazy when it comes to cooking. You know, there are just days when you come home and you're just like, fuck, I just want to eat something now and be done. And I think that's the hurdle people got to get over, is like, you know, take the, you know, make an easy meal or something. Maybe boil some eggs or... I don't know, eat some lean meat or some vegetables, but...
Or you can just meal prep, too. If you're the one that's doing it, make 5 salads for the week so you have something at lunch with maybe chicken breast or whatever you want to add to it. If you're only cooking once, that excuse goes out the window.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually were talking about doing that once we get to the new house.
I think we were talking that for the last 6, 7 years. Yeah, some crazy amount.
We did it for a while. We used to meal prep, but... Used to lose a lot of good weight, and now we're just like...
And I guarantee you save money, too.
Oh, yeah. We just Costco it up, buy, like, bags and bags of chicken. What about food fatigue? What do you do when, like, just... Like, I started hating chicken. And I mean, people are like, but aren't you black? And it's like, yes, but when you eat that shit every day, you just start, like, oh, God, chicken breast was just so lame.
Yeah, you just need a variety. It's really hard to, if you're eating the same foods day in, day out, it's going to get really, really tiring.
Well, what people need to realize is that you don't want to go on a diet. You want to change your eating habits completely, because diets don't work, because that's not changing anything. It's just something temporary. It's
like a Band-Aid over a bad problem.
And that's, you can take that from me. Like, I lost a lot of weight and I gained it back because it was something that was temporary. It wasn't something that I physically changed in my lifestyle.
Do you want to lose that weight again? Are you going to, like, start trying to bike again, or are you just...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No one wants to be fat.
I don't know. America has kind of changed on that view. You know, like, you can't be saying things like that because people love their body and fat acceptance and things like that.
I don't know. It's hard. That whole thing about, like, not fat shaming people and stuff, that's a... I don't know. That's a hard thing.
It is a hard thing because we're all individuals at the end of the day, but even people that are overweight, you still want them to be in the best possible health that they can be in, because they're going to be, I'm not saying they're uncomfortable with who they are or their body, but their longevity in life is going to be more if they eat healthy and put good things into their body.
Especially with, like, hospital bills and stuff. I don't, like, don't get me wrong, big people can be, like, pretty and attractive, but it's just not healthy. You know, just like all of us in here, you know, we're not even, like, super big. We're not, like, people of Walmart big, but we still want to better ourselves. And I think that's the kind of vibe we should be pushing for everybody.
Everyone, we just want them to live a good and long, healthy life.
Need everybody to look like linebackers or to have, like, six packs or something, but to be more healthy and more fit, because that's been kind of nuts, right? He's been out here, and I've been pointing out, like, there's not as many fat people as you would say.
There's very few fat people here. Very few.
Like, what Japanese fat and American fat are is totally two different.
No, like, Japanese fat is like my fat.
Yeah. And it's hilarious, like, especially when you just talk to people and they're like, oh, I'm fat. And you're like 20 pounds overweight over an average person. Like, that's you're okay where I come from. You know, you're still in the skinny category. But, ooh, excuse me. But yes, no, I think we need to stop being lazy, like you said, meal prepping more, and just being a little more active, you know. I got a new bike I'm excited to try, you know, and it's built for someone my size, so, like, that's what I'm freaking out, because you also had a bike that was built for you.
Right? Yes, I have a mountain bike that I, because I rode a mountain bike for a long time, and it wasn't the right size, and then when I got one that was fitted for me, it was, like, life-changing almost. I know it's kind of jumping off of a cliff there, but it really is. It makes a huge difference just being comfortable. It lets you put in the miles that you want to put in.
Tall people problems. You have those problems, Carl?
No.
No? All bikes fit you? All bikes matter?
All sizes matter, bitch.
All I know is a tall guy in Japan, like, he's going to be a hunchback by the time he leaves. Because all you do is hunch around this place. You hit your head on, there's hazards for tall people everywhere. Everywhere.
In my house, there's like a little, like, the walls that separate the rooms come down to about, like, below our chin. And he's like, you have to do this every day? And I'm like, yeah, pretty much everywhere I go. The roofs in the room are high enough for us to walk around. But to change, like, to get from the kitchen to the bedroom or kitchen to the bathroom, you have to, like, duck your head as you walk through a hallway. And he's just like, why? Why did they do this? And I'm like, I don't know. They figured nobody was ever going to be tall in this country? Like, I don't know.
I damn near knocked my ass out at his house when I was moving that thing in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
That metal door frame got me good.
Oh, yeah. It's like I told him, it's a real good way to fuck up a week. Just knock yourself out when you...
Oh, damn. Sorry about that. Damn.
No, it wasn't your fault. You didn't build the house, but...
It's rough. It's tough, though, man.
Tall people problems, for real.
No, but we're going to start biking and stuff. Like, yeah. Carl bikes like a fucking maniac.
Yeah, but I think what Robert says is really good. You know, you got to really just make everything a part of your life, you know? Like... And not rush, you know, into, like, some super crazy program and try to eat only, like, foods that are going to be, like, good for you. Because, like, you need that balance, you know. But you also need to live a life.
It needs to be a way of life, whatever you do.
But it has to be sustainable. Because if it's not sustainable, then whatever you're doing is not going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to sustain that.
Now, knowing what you know about McDonald's food and stuff like that, do you two still eat McDonald's?
Every week.
I still eat it, but I regret it. It's so terrible. You eat it, and you, like, you know, you just pounded down like 2,000 calories, and 30 minutes later, you're hungry again.
Yeah, it's not very sustaining, but knowing all the bad shit about it, what makes you guys want to eat it? Like, is it just because you just crave, like, just, you know, McNuggets, or is it just because it's there? Like,
oh, you like McNuggets, do you?
Hey, what's wrong with McNuggets?
No. Do you get them with barbecue sauce or sweet and sour?
They don't have sweet and sour.
Yeah, there's only barbecue here.
Barbecue mustard. But they have seasonal ones, too.
Oh, gotta catch them all.
Hey, gotta catch them all. Some Pokemon. But I'm just interested in, like, to the thought process. Like, we all know it's super bad for us, but we all still eat it sometimes.
It's for convenience.
Yep. That's what it is for me. Like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, it's raining. I'm staying home. Delivery.
That's even more lazy.
Hey.
You should stone yourself for that.
Hey, you drive to get yours, don't you?
That means I gotta get up off my butt and leave my vehicle.
You sit down in a vehicle. You sit down the whole goddamn way through there. I'm sitting down here. I'm just not moving while I'm sitting down.
Exactly. You're just slipping to the door, too.
There's no goddamn.
You're like a zombie crawling across the ground. I don't want to get up.
Nuggets.
Hey, do you answer your door with clothes on?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Why do you sound disappointed? That's what I want to know. Why do you sound disappointed?
No, sometimes I don't have clothes on when I answer the door.
Like, do you mean butt naked or you just mean like no shirt?
No, just underwear. Like,
oh god, no! I always put on like some pajama pants or something.
Are you serious? This is your house, dude.
Yeah, and if I went to somebody's house, I don't want to see their junk all in some banana hammock or something.
No, I'm just saying, why would you not get to
this? I didn't know that Carl wears banana hammock.
I'm just saying, if somebody...
No, I'm just asking.
I didn't say he did.
You just did.
I did not. I said if I went to somebody's goddamn house, I didn't want to see them in a goddamn, you know, thong or banana hammock, some dude, old dude with hairy chest or something, looking like, hey, what y'all boy doing outside? No, I don't want to see all that goddamn shit, all right? So, I think if I don't want to see it, I should treat people the same way. I'll put on clothes. Help them out. Right? I'm just being a kind person. You over here trying to talk to the Jehovah's Witnesses in your underwear and stuff?
Do they have Jehovah's Witnesses here?
That's part of the reasons why I answer naked.
They have Mormons. You see, they're just not in the big amounts. I haven't seen many Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, I see them.
I just see Mormons on the bike and stuff out here. But it's kind of hilarious. My dad used to answer the door naked, though.
See?
Yeah.
It's a strategy.
Uh-huh. Robert heard about all those stories, too. This fool. We used to hang out, like, at my dad's house when I'd go visit him, because my parents were divorced. Mm. And people, like, a third of my dad's age, a bunch of people, we'd always have, like, these big parties at his house. And, man, it was some of the most embarrassing shit for me. But these fools, they would come over and, like, hey, where's your dad? And I'm like, you didn't come over to see me? They're like, oh, yeah, how you doing, Tucker? All right, where's your dad? And then they'd, like, we'd go out drinking with my dad and stuff, and he would do the most embarrassing shit. He would...
Do you mean awesome shit?
No.
By embarrassing me, you utterly entertaining?
Utterly entertaining. If it's not your dad, man.
Why are you hating?
What? There would be hot women at my house.
Hating is bad.
Hey, shut the fuck up, all right? There would be hot women at my house, and now I'm like 18, 19 years old. I'm like, wow, right?
Ready to anaconda.
Dude, the hormones are all running wild and stuff, and we're playing dominoes, and a woman's just sitting across from my dad, ain't saying nothing, and he's like, let me just suck one of them. And I'm like, what the fuck? Dad, no! And everybody else is just blowing up and left, and I'm like, oh my god, this woman's never coming here again. And they thought it was fucking hilarious, and I fucking used to hate it growing up.
Why you mad, bro?
Hey, you guys used to do that shit all the fucking time. Going to the beach, having us ride the four-wheelers of death.
Are you dead?
We never left second gear, so we're all good.
Are you dead? That's the only question. So you can't call them the four-wheelers of death if you're not dead.
Right, people are suicidal. They drive off these mountains like that are 80 feet in the air and then just jump off on the four-wheelers. No parachute, nothing. It was just the most
insane. I love how you exaggerate everything.
Hey, I tell everything just how it is.
What happened was.
But yeah, I don't know. Did you ever get into stuff like that back in fucking Guam or Hawaii?
Nah, not really. But I did jump out of a pickup truck a couple times.
While it was moving?
While it was moving.
How fast were we talking?
Like 30 miles per hour.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't very smart.
And why did you do it more than once?
I was
going to say it a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if I could do it. You know, it's like, and then, like, it's too fast.
How old were we at this point?
I think I was, like, 15 or so.
Okay. So we can't even say you were drunk when you did this. There really is no explanation.
I don't know. We did dumb shit, too. This fool told me I was a tip over a porta potty once, and it was like in the middle of the night, and I was like, I don't know, he's like, just do it, don't be a bitch. And I'm like, all right. So I run up, holding up my pants because I didn't have a belt on, and I drop kick the shit. And you're like a wrestler drop kick, missile drop kick, boom. I'm like, yeah, I'm the best. The shit just slid over to the left.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, what the fuck? And Robert's like, just push it over. So I walk up and put one hand on the top of it and just lightly tap it. Shit tips over. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I start panicking. Like running, like jumping in the car. I'm like, go, 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 go. He just goes off real slow. He's like, why we got to rush? Ain't nobody up. I'm freaking out. I'm like, the popo gonna get me. I'm going to get arrested for tipping over a porta potty.
Did you?
Nope.
Apparently I knew something.
They still looking for me. They don't know. That's why I left Japan. They got warrants for me.
You left America, you mean?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he ain't never leaving Japan.
Yeah.
You leave me alone. It's not that bad out here. But yeah, we've done a lot of dumb shit when we were younger. Fuck.
Why did you do a lot of dumb shit? Was it something in the water? Something in the Atwater?
Something in the
Atwater?
No, it just always kind of happened. We never did it on purpose. You know, just... shit just kind of happened. And you're just like, eh. You got to make your own fun out there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what do you do for fun in that water, Robert?
What do I do?
Now, yeah.
Now I just work.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, see.
But I'm not a kid anymore. I got adult problems.
Yeah. Oh, it's a kid to, like, want to do something fun?
It kind of is.
No, it's not. Just going to work and doing nothing. That's fucking... I ain't no drone. I got to do stuff.
But what do you do for fun?
I don't know. Just keep trying. I've punched little students in the face when they ignore me in public.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
You just do it behind his back.
You sit on a throne of lies.
And I rule.
The throne.
Exactly. Winter's coming.
No, you don't.
But I don't know. It's just different out here, but it's weird having somebody who's known you for so long.
How long you guys known each other for?
Preschool, 30 years or so.
Yeah, pretty much 30 years.
Yeah. We, our first day of kindergarten, this fool always brags about how I had this Nerf sword and he had this plastic pirate sword.
I don't think that was the first day. I think that was on
Halloween.
Halloween. And I jacked you up.
Doesn't you got a fucking plastic sword?
We both had swords.
No.
You tried to be a samurai. I was a broadsword. You lost.
Hey,
I've been winning ever since.
Bullshit.
Just the foreshadowing in that. On that day.
So
no.
Set the pace for the rest of our lives.
Oh, the fuck it did. This hole's talking like...
Hard plastic, soft Nerf.
First off, it was supposed to be Nerf sword versus Nerf sword. Nerf,
yeah. That's why you lost, Nerf.
Hey. And it was just like, it was a jousting game. Like, you hit the handle and the Nerf sword had little pockets that you could poke out. And then if you poked out the other person's handles, you'd lose. He had a sword with no fucking handle to poke out pockets on. So the game was already rigged from the goddamn start. So give me that bullshit and just set the fucking shit, you know, winning this shit over here. You know, this fool's riding a motorcycle in a foot race and he's like, I won. You know,
winning.
So get that shit out of here.
When you win, you win.
Hey.
I think we already, bitch, all my pussy hurts. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Talks about that shit to this fucking day. We'll be out there, he's like, hey, you remember I beat you with that pirate sword?
Plywood? It wasn't plywood.
I said pirates.
Oh.
Pirate sword.
Oh.
He just do that. Like, you bitch. He was like, really? You really gonna do me like that?
30-something years ago, and still to this day, Robert whoop his ass.
Oh, bullshit. You ain't lying. Oh, but we did play Tekken and had the double KO.
Yes, we did. That was a life-changing moment again.
So, who is the master?
I would say we're probably about even.
Oh, so there's no, when you're ready to take the pebble from my hands.
No.
Oh, grasp on.
When you take the pebble.
Do you have any friends you've known that long like that?
I don't have any friends.
I was going to say, when you jump in from trucks, I'm like, are they still alive? It's going to be the next question.
No, we know why.
Yes.
Oh, man. But It's been a long ride, just fucking random ass shit.
I mean, did your friends ever get you drunk and leave you on those center islands naked?
What islands?
No, in Guam they have, or in Hawaii there's these they have these things. There's like on the roads, there's one going this like going towards another way in the counter lane, and there's these center islands like where there's trees and stuff are planted. And so we'd like to take our drunk friends and just leave them there and take off all their clothes, and then they'd wake up and cars would be honking at them. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
So they can wake up and be like, holy shit!
How would they get home?
Do you have to walk your ass home naked?
And you wonder why you don't have any friends?
It's a common effect. No, but if you get drunk around me, you might end up naked on island.
I was one of those guys that got left on that island, you know?
Like, so just it was the passing of the sword.
Yes, yes.
We got drunk, God, like, when I was like 22. Because, you know, in America, we can drink a little and drive. So I was always a DD just because, you know, I would drive everyone everywhere. And Robert was like, we need to get fucked up. And the thing was, I got drunk and I didn't know I was drunk. I get drunk and the first thing I try and do is, like, do all the drunk tests. So I was closing my eyes and trying to touch my nose. Oh, I see. I could do it. I ain't drunk.
First of all, those drunk tests are fucking bullshit. Like, who, even sober, can you say the alphabet backwards?
No, I can't.
That's bullshit.
Can you?
No, I cannot.
But can you touch your nose? That one, I do that all the time, except one time I missed it, poked my eye.
No, but can you do it with your head tilted back and your eyes closed?
I never tilt my head back. I mean, I'm sober now, so I'm not going to do it, but I only just do it like this right here. Oh, now I'm going to try that next time. Next time I get drunk, watch. But, so, yeah, we got, like, hella wasted. What was it, at my dad's house, or?
Yeah, I was at your dad's house.
Yeah, we just got just stupid drunk, and... Yeah, I was drunk twice in America before I moved to Japan. That's how much I was a DD.
It's not bad being a DD.
No?
Well, being a DD or designated driver, you get to actually see all the stupid shit people do.
Yeah, you gotta watch the night unfold.
Or leave them at somebody else's camp or roll them by their arms when they get fucking wasted.
Oh, and remember the whole thing.
Oh, God. We went to Pismo Beach, which is sand dunes for riding. It was my first time riding, like, quads, you know, four-wheelers on sand. And we mopped four deep. And one of our buddies got just totally wasted. And everyone's just kind of camping out on the beach so they can ride early in the morning. And our buddy, Big Joe, was just going from camp to camp, just talking to people, like being a social butterfly. People were pretty cool with it, which was nuts. But he, at the end of the night, he just passed. Did he just pass out?
He didn't make it back to camp.
So
we go on a recon mission to find him, and we find him probably 75 feet, 150 feet away from camp, in the middle of the sand dunes.
And he's passed out. And
he's not a small fellow. He's like 350 pounds.
350.
No, he was.
Was his face in the sand and shit?
No, he was face upright there.
Did he have his clothes on?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. Because if that ding's got to be dragged, that's bad.
Well, because, like, Robert was just like, just leave. Like, fuck it, he deserves it. Just leave him. And I'm like, we can't leave him. So we start dragging
him. Left him.
We start dragging his ass by his arms. And
but you can't drag him.
No, he's just too big.
That's like a CrossFit workout.
You were like dragging a tractor tire through the sand that was getting heavier as we filled it up with sand.
And it was funny because there was a big-ass trail where we came. It looked like
a sea turtle going onto the beach to plant its eggs.
And so we decided to start rolling him. And we rolled his ass all the way back to the Kunta camp. And then we were like, should we put him in a tent? Nope. He's like, fuck that. We'll leave him out here. No, he woke up at camp. And he was like, no, I'm just going to sleep outside. So I said, fine. I slept in my truck. And Robert had a tent. And so all I hear is, you know, knock, knock, knock at like 3 a.m. And he's like, can I come in? And he was so fucking cold. And he was so, he had sobered up and he's like, I don't know why, but my hands hurt.
That was the next day where he's like, my arms were like, they're dislocated.
And he had no idea why. He has drug him and like turned him arm by arm.
Yeah, so they went from like, we grabbed one arm, pulled that arm over the top of him, and then he'd fall on his back. Then we grabbed the other arm, pulled that over the top of him, then he'd fall on his face. Then we grabbed his other arm, I'd just keep rolling him all the way back to camp.
Until you get back.
Damn, that's another CrossFit workout.
Yes. Hey, we didn't leave him behind. No man gets
no one left. Yeah, it's good.
It was hilarious, man. I that was a hilarious trip, because back when we left, we took two trucks, and we brought four quads. Like, we brought three quads and a three-wheeler or something.
That's awesome, yeah, man.
And we put two in my truck and two in his. And we had this friend, Biggie, who was the world's most boring man. And I didn't even think about it, since it was just the four of us. And as soon as, like, we're about to, like, head out, all you hear is Robert goes, I get Big Joe. And I was like, son of a bitch. So I'm stuck with the world's most boring man for like a 4-hour drive, and I'm trying to like have a conversation. There wasn't no radio stations. We didn't have CDs in the fucking car. I'm like, hey Biggie, what's new at work?
Nothing.
All right. How's things in life? You got any girls you like or anything?
Nope.
4 fucking hours. Well, did we buy the walkie-talkies, or we had
walkie-talkies?
We got walkie-talkies, and we were just going nuts, just talking to each other on these things. We rolled by a golf course, and Joe messed with the dude who was golfing, and the dude threw his stick at us.
Oh, shit.
It was hilarious. Yeah, if we didn't have those walkie-talkies, I would have killed Biggie, though. That was the most boring
fucking thing. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't have. I would have. You were the nicer one between the two of us with that guy.
Alright, moving on.
I guess before we finish up, we should start talking about the movie news and stuff. Will Smith has been casted to play, I guess, Serena and Venus Williams' father.
When is that movie coming out?
I don't fucking know. I just heard about it like a couple days ago. But people are getting pissed because he's a dark man and Will Smith's light-skinned. And they're like...
Did you just say Venus?
Serena.
He's a dark man?
I said Will Smith. They explained
so her dad. Her dad is dark, and Will Smith apparently isn't dark enough to be
dark. Thought I was talking about Will Smith playing Venus. I don't know what the fuck you do.
No,
Will Smith's going to play the father. And, you know, he's a light-skinned brother, and, you know, the dad's dark. And they're like, is this okay? Because apparently it's happening a lot, and, you know, as a light-skinned black person myself, I get a lot of shit for it. Even out here.
As a dark-skinned person myself, I don't get any black friends.
Oh, I forgot, because you understand the black, you know, you're going through the black man troubles. Wakanda forever. So, yeah, and the same thing happened to Zoe Del Shana or whatever, the girl who plays in Guardians of the Galaxy. She plays Gamora. She played Nina Simone, and they actually had to give her a prosthetic black nose and like put makeup on her face to get her dark enough for the. And they're like, why didn't you just cast somebody dark? You know, we have the people. So I don't know, do you two think that they should just cast somebody that looks more like the character, or should they like just focus on star power? Is this even anything to worry about?
Well, let's say if people go in and they audition for the part and those people beat out the other people, then I think it's all fair game. But if it's just so that they can get people with a higher caliber, like more for a marketing thing, maybe, I mean, as a business person, I can see why they're doing it, but maybe they should just cast someone else. I don't know.
Well, why wouldn't you, like, if you have Will Smith, like, just by his name is going to bring more people to the movie.
Okay.
Like, if you put somebody no-named in there, they're probably not going to show up because nobody knows who it is. Even though the story might be a legitimate story, you usually need that star power to get people to come in and watch it.
So what if they use, like, a star who was that fit the thing, like, the description more? Like, with Will Smith, I mean, like, Don Cheadle's way darker than him. I don't know. like acting wise, who's better? I mean, Will Smith's been in more things. They say Will Smith's white famous, like.
Does it really matter? They're both black, though. I mean, yeah. Does it matter the shade of black? Are there, like, 28 shades of black?
I think we're splitting hairs at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, because they actually, I don't know if you guys watch the DC movies on TV, like Arrow and all that, but there's Batwoman now. And Batwoman in the comics is a lesbian. And the actor they got to play her is bi. And that pissed off the lesbian community.
Because she's not lesbian enough?
Well, it was like, but you know, she likes women and she likes men. So I mean,
but you're playing a part. You're not the person.
It's acting.
If she's lesbian and a thing, you can be a lesbian. Like, what's the big deal? Why do you have to have somebody legitimately lesbian play the part?
Fuck, I know. I mean, I kind of want to understand, but it doesn't. Like, they're.
I think whoever said that she was bi, that was the first start of the problem, because why does it matter?
Yeah, I know. Well, the last one that I know is causing a lot of shit is the girl from the Avengers, Black Widow, what's her name? Scarlett Johansson. I guess she's going to play a trans man in a movie. So a woman who's transitioned to a man.
Mm.
And then, like, the trans community is like, why didn't you pick a trans actor? But I don't know a single trans actor one way or the other, right?
If you're going for... If you're trying to sell a movie, you're going to use it by star power.
Yeah.
And if you're going for dollars and dollars, like, the trans community is a very, very, very small community.
Yep.
Like, so if you lost out on that money because they're protesting it, you're really not losing out on much.
That's the way I feel. I mean, for me, I'm more worried if the movie's good.
Yeah, and here's basically what I agree with what Robert's saying is... They're acting. They're playing a part. So, like, if you really want to see that kind of stuff, just go watch real life, you know? Like...
Yeah, because you're not saying that this is a real movie.
Yeah.
Like, did this trans thing even... Like, even movies that are based on books, they're never like the book and people get outraged about it. It's gonna, the same thing happens with things of this nature.
Yeah, people are just trying to tell a story and, you know, that's all it is,
and
really.
Make money. They're trying to make money while telling the story.
Yeah, but... It's people are just way too political these days. Like, people are always trying to like read into something. Oh,
there.
Yeah, like that whole learn to code thing that you guys are talking about. That's there's so much reading into that stuff.
Well, so what was the learn to code thing? Because I was only partway through like hearing the explanation of it.
Well, basically, in that interview you're watching on the JRE Experience, mm-hmm. Tim Pool is saying that. A lot of journalists who they're not how do you say realistic with how the real world works, you know, and so they're telling people like truck drivers and other things, you know, you should just learn to code, you know, and
to find like another job.
Yeah, learn to code. And but what the execs at Twitter were saying was the reasons why they suspended those people on Twitter was because it was linked to like harm and death threats.
Yeah.
But we don't really know because we haven't seen, but we just, that's the thing with news, right? News and statistics can be skewed to whatever view you want to present. So you got to look at each thing that you read, you know, like, and remember last week we talked about the Taiwanese flight attendant who had to wipe the guy's ass?
Oh, yeah.
Story was true.
Oh, my God.
What?
Go ahead, let him know what that was.
Okay, so there was a Taiwanese flight attendant, and there was a super obese white dude who was on a flight, and he said he needed assistance to go to the bathroom. So the flight attendant walks him to the bathroom, and then he wants him to go in with her, and she refuses, but he throws a tantrum, and he says he's going to just, you know, relieve himself on the floor. And so she goes in and she helps him, she pulls down his pants, and then the other flight attendant tries to cover him up, but he's like, no, I want you to watch. And and then after he was done, he was like, and now I need you to wipe because I can't reach. And so
that's wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, yeah, but that's it was true. The article was true. So
God damn, the world is.
So did they like try to attack the flight attendant, or what did they do about the situation?
The flight. Well, the thing we were talking about last week was, should they have to pay, you know, like
double
because they can't fit into one seat? Or
yes, you should. Like, say me and Tugger here on a plane, right?
Yeah.
And we're both in the same row because we're flying to the same place, and we're friends, and we want to talk to each other. And then I get somebody that sits next to me, and he takes up two seats. How is that going to work?
Right.
Yep.
No, I like we said, we 100% agree with it. Like, we're not trying to be mean, but it's just, you're taking up space that, like, it's space that can't be used comfortably. And flights are already shit with the way they are.
Yeah.
So, who the hell would want to go through that? But,
I was even thinking the people like that should, like, if you have medical reason, like, medical issues that you shouldn't even be allowed to fly sometimes, like,
or without some sort of special care, something.
Hired care, you know,
by yourself, not for somebody else.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
but just think about like all of us have been in some vulnerable situations in our life, but could you imagine like demanding someone to wipe your ass?
I would never want someone to do that, you know, but
demand it, like.
And dude, imagine the girl, like, not being able to say no. Like, I'm quitting. I'm gonna just become a bartender. Screw it, you know. Like, it ain't worth it.
You know, girls in Asian countries can't really do that, you know. Like,
right, yeah. I'm thinking too much of Western style. No, I don't know. Like, that kind of shit's messed up. Like, that would never happen on an American flight, I can say that. Homeboy would have got shot, tased, you know, rolled.
Like, once he started freaking out, TSA would have snagged him.
Yep.
Yeah, no, screw all that. But I don't know. The world is very strange. I mean, people are overly sensitive about the most random things. Like, of our dozens of viewers, one of them was saying, you know, you guys really don't need to apologize when you say something, you know, maybe controversial. And I'm like, you know, I usually say it as a joke, but it's like, it annoys him that much. He's like, no, just say what you want and just be that, like, just be true.
Well, the reason I apologize is really I do feel sorry that some, you know, that I'm saying some of this stuff, because sometimes I just say dumb shit, you know.
But our intent isn't to offend anyone
or vilify anybody, or
we're just having fun. We're trying to make people laugh at
yeah.
the end of the day.
But we're just individuals. At the end of the day, we're individuals, and this world is full of individuals. And you know, everybody's going to have their own point of view on everything that we do.
Like with comedy, I think comedy should have like a greater leeway, because the whole point of comedy is to make people laugh. So if somebody makes a joke about something that's taboo, you know, if it's funny, hey, he gets away with it. But if it's bad, if it's just a bad joke, then he just gets a bad rating, like a boo. You know, it's not, you know, you don't make him feel like shit because he tried to make light of something that we can't talk about or something.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever a time where you can't talk about something. Like it's never too soon for me.
It's
never too soon.
But, like, if you look at it in a regular, like, point of view, almost every really, really funny joke offends some particular person, group of people, or individual. So like there, and you're thinking because you just thought of one.
Yeah.
Because all the funny jokes have something along those lines.
I'll tell it. This one doesn't offend a race, so I'll tell it. But it was, we were talking about it. We were making fun of each other back in the day. And it was a joke. There's three guys that are on, they graduated from school. And they're just happy. They're riding the convertible. They're speeding down the highway. And they're just having fun, right? Just acting stupid. And they get caught by a cop, right? She pulls them over. And they're like, oh, shit, my dad's going to kill me if I get a ticket. I don't know. He's like, let's see if we can get out the thing. And, you know, the cop walks up. It's a chick. She's beautiful. And they're like, you know, screw it. We'll just hit on her and maybe she'll let us go. And, you know, they start flirting with her and stuff. And she ain't buying it. You know, she's a damn woman. And so she says, you know what? If your guys' penises add up to 10 inches exactly, I'll let you out. You know, that's just no problems. So the first guy whips his out, 5 inches. All right, they're halfway there, right? Second guy whips his out, 4 inches. Oh, no, now they're panicking. They're like, oh, shit, we're going to get a ticket. Dad's going to kill me, blah, blah. Last guy whips his out, 1 inch exactly. And the woman's like, all right, you guys can go. So they're driving down the street, and they are just happy as hell again. Guy with the 5-inch dick, he's like, man, if it wasn't for me, we'd be screwed right now, you know? And the dude's like, what are you talking about? My 4 inches, man, that saved us all. And the dude with the 1-inch dick, he's like, if I didn't pop a boner, we'd all be screwed. We said that back in the house, and we offended somebody like many, many years ago. He shall be remain nameless, but, oh, God, it was hilarious, but I don't know. On that note, I think we should start drawing to an end. Robert, as our first official guest, any final words, feelings about Japan, Fukuoka?
I really enjoyed it. It's a beautiful city. I recommend that anybody that's out there that hasn't been here should come here. The people are great. The food's great. The culture's great. But it's awesome.
Kyle, anything from you before we get to back to the movie woes until next week?
I just gotta remember to take my my Prozac.
Well,
on that note,
yeah. Thanks for coming to visit, Robert. You know, we gonna miss you when you go back, but I'll come through.
Arimasu.
Arimasu. All right, guys. Peace.
See ya.